Hi, this is Wendy Powell of the Wildcat Extension District, your livestock production agent. January and February historically bring some of the coldest and most extreme conditions of the year. Weather can be one of the greatest challenges of managing animals during the winter. Most livestock producers appreciate that cold weather increases nutrient requirements. However, the more common questions are, when or under what condition should we respond to a cold weather event? Or how should we respond? According to Justin Wagner, K-State Beef Systems Specialist, animals are most comfortable within the thermoneutral zone, when temperatures are neither too warm nor too cold. During the winter months, cold stress can be experienced anytime the effective ambient temperature, which takes into account factors like wind chill and humidity, drops below the lower critical temperature. The lower critical temperature is influenced by environmental and animal factors such as hair coat and body condition. In wet conditions, animals can begin experiencing cold stress at 59 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be a relatively mild winter day. However, if there's been enough time to develop a sufficient winter coat, the estimated lower critical temperature in dry conditions is 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Cold stress increases maintenance energy requirements, but does not impact protein, mineral, or vitamin requirements. The general rule of thumb for animals in good body condition is to increase the energy density of the ration by 1% for each degree Fahrenheit below the lower critical temperature. The classic response to cold stress in confinement situations is to increase voluntary intake. However, it's been documented that grazing beef cows may spend less time grazing as temperatures drop below freezing, which will reduce forage intake and make the challenge of meeting the cow's nutrient demands even greater. The traditional response to a cold weather event on many operations is to feed more of the current supplement being used or offer a larger amount of low-quality hay. Although the additional supplement and hay may provide some additional energy, it may not be sufficient to meet the energy demands of a third trimester animal experiencing cold stress. Additionally, this strategy may lead to oversupplying protein. The extra hay offered simply replaces grazed forage. In this situation, energy is still limiting. Livestock managers should consider offering a relatively higher quality hay than the current forage being grazed, or a small amount of grain mixed with the normal amount of protein supplement being used. Of course, circumstances, supplements, and forage will vary. Keep in mind that in a cold weather event, cold stress increases energy requirements and not protein. For more information on cold stress and nutrition, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.